Hello, it's Healthy Dave here from My Health and Living. We really enjoy talking about the healthy aspects of life and how you can benefit from the simple things like just natural remedies. It's a lot of fun talking about these things because it makes a real difference in people's lives. We look at the things which are simple and the things that work. And today, we're going to be having a look at walking and how you can get the most benefit out of walking and what it can really do for you and your life and your lifestyle as well. Now, there are 9 main aspects to do with walking, and we're going to have a look at each of these in detail. So come with me on a journey, and let's go figure out all of this stuff together. Okay, the 9 aspects of walking that we want to cover today is why walk, where to walk, who to walk with, what pace, the walking tools, the time of day, the mobility, and the body chemicals, and last but not least, is a bit of a secret, and we'll share that right at the end of the show. So why walk? Well, fitness is one really good reason. And whether it's just getting out and about and trying to elevate your heart rate and trying just to make sure that next time you climb a set of stairs that you're not puffed. And overall health is very important. And overall fitness fits in with that very, very well. Mental, and that is healing your distresses and de-stressing yourself. It's important that you realize that getting out and walking really does help these things. Do you realize that one of the main reasons why people are really stressed today is because they're always cooped up inside and never get out? It's almost like cabin fever. You're stuck inside, you don't know what to do, and you're stuck with an environment which you're not really comfortable with. Getting out and making a difference in your life and seeing different things, experiencing real life, can really help, and that is very important as well. Entertainment. Sometimes you just want to move between places and see different things, and it's very important that you get out and recognize this. So why walk? Because of entertainment. And last but not least is traveling between places. Walking really helps when you want to move between A and B. You don't always have to take your vehicle, you don't always have to drive a car, you don't always have to ride a bike. Sometimes just walking between places, even if it's just going down the shops and enjoying a general stroll to get a bottle of milk or a loaf of bread from the local shop is very important because it's very simple. It allows you to de-stress, get out, and enjoy the environment. The next major point, number 2, is where to walk. And I've listed a few which really make a lot of sense. Outside in the park, you got the beach, alongside a road, you could walk the kids to school. You could go, as we mentioned before, to the shops and get a loaf of bread. You could walk through the mountains as a scenic route and have a look out there. It's a lot of fun going through and walking through mountainous areas. There's a lot of bird life, there's a lot of trees, and it's just really, really good to get out and about. Where else to walk? Well, you could walk up the stairs instead of taking the elevator or the escalator, then use the stairs. A lot of buildings are equipped with stairs, but not many people use them. They always seem to stick with the lift or the elevator. Do yourself a favor and use the stairs. Your yard or your house. Walk around your yard. And if you haven't got a big yard, well then, up and down your local street. And last but not least, if you haven't got a lot of room to move, then you might have a video game like a Wii Fit program or something like that, which I don't really recommend. It's always better to get outside and walk around. But you never know, that's always a lot of fun as well, especially if you do it with other people. Okay, the next aspect of walking is who with. Now, you can walk by yourself, which is very tranquil at times, and it is very enjoyable to walk by yourself sometimes. But oft times you just want to be out and about with other people. And sometimes walking with a partner, just as a casual stroll, really does you good. And it might be your spouse, it might be your kids. Now, walking with your kids or your family is fantastic because it allows them to bond with you doing simple things. And bonding with your children or your family doing simple things is definitely the way to go. It allows them just to get out and about, be with you in the same space, and just to see who you are, like you are, without being anything different. Walking with your family is fantastic. Just seeing people out and about and walking around is a lot of fun. They are enjoying it, They're enjoying the sunshine and the fresh air, and even the cloudy days like today. But walking beside water is also very, very tranquil as well. It makes a lot of sense because it gets you back to nature. So who to walk with? Firstly, your friends, your family, and even your kids. That's great. But consider your pace, that if you are walking with your children, that you're not going too fast for them, that they can keep up, or that they can at least keep a decent pace to keep everyone happy. This might mean that your children are in strollers or in push prams, that you still take the opportunity, put them in the push stroller if needed, and you go for a walk together. Talk to them along the way. It's really, really good as a family activity. Okay, the next point, number four, is pace. What pace should I do? Whether it's a fast pace, a brisk walk, a slow saunter, are you doing it for fitness and weight loss, to elevate your heart rate? Are you going to be carrying small weights with you? Are you going to be having an iPod in your ears as you're going along to keep the pace? If you are doing a fast pace, just realize that you might not be able to continue that pace for a long, long period of time. However, if you can, well, that's great because you're elevating your heart rate and it's great for fitness levels. If it's a brisk walk, then that's great too. You're not putting too much strain on your bones and joints, and you're getting great fitness at the same time. Now, if it's a slow saunter, sometimes that is just a de-stressing element and you want to literally de-stress your body. You're just wandering aimlessly through the bush or wandering aimlessly beside some water, like in the background. You're just casually looking around. It really de-stresses you. It is really good. If you carry small weights in your arms, one in each hand, let's say half a kilo each or even a kilogram each, then that will really make a difference. Within a couple of minutes, you'll notice the weight though. So I recommend just sticking with only a couple of hundred grams each hand, because over time, minutes later, even half an hour later, it will really add up and you'll notice the difference. Your arms will be aching as well as your legs. Now, I mentioned an iPod before. If you want to keep a decent pace, one of the best things to do is shove an iPod in your ears and have some decent house music or some decent walking music. And I find listening to music from internet radio, and if you listen to a lot of the fast-paced dance music, it really sets your pace and you'll be able to set a great pace. And you notice as you're walking along that you're just going miles and miles without even noticing. What I'm trying to say is that setting a pace with music makes the time seem to go quicker, because you seem to be concentrating on the beat of the music and moving your legs to that pace without realizing that you're actually traveling a lot further than what you would normally. Okay, now the next point we want to look at is the walking tools. What do you really need to walk? And one of the things I find is just keep it simple. So what do you really need? Nothing. You just need yourself. There's no excuse to get out and not walk. If you want to go for a walk, then go for a walk. You don't need any special shoes particularly. You don't need any special clothing. But if you want to get fancy, then you can get into these other aspects. If you want to monitor how fast or how long you go, you can get a pedometer. A pedometer measures how far you actually travel. It also measures how many steps you take. It can measure your heart rate and all that sort of stuff if you get a fancy one. You can have walking dumbbells or small weights, as we mentioned before, as a walking tool. You can have an iPod or an iPod shuffle or just an MP3 player with some pace music, some mood music, or just some audio just to give you a bit of an emotional trip as you're walking along. And you might have a storybook. You might have an audio book. So you might be interested in reading a book, but you haven't got time to actually pick it up and read. Well, put it into audio format instead and have it read to you. In other words, an audio book reads to you as you walk along. You're killing two birds with one stone. You may need a hat and some shoes and some cool clothes, because as you do walk along, you do seem to get a bit of a sweat and it is rather hot. So a hat is a good idea if you're walking in the sun. And great shoes. You want to make sure you have comfy shoes, otherwise you can get sore feet. Just remember though, it is a luxury, not necessarily a necessity. You can walk in bare feet if necessary. I find walking in bare feet really, really de-stressing as well. Walking with your sand between your toes, or kicking your toes up along grass. It's just really nice. Sometimes even walking on gravels and that sort of thing is very stimulating. Don't forget the nerves through your whole body also go through your feet as well. So by walking barefoot, it also helps massage your feet and all the organs in your body through their nerve points in your feet as well. As you're walking along, don't forget you're going to get thirsty. So you might want to have a water bottle. Now, I say a water bottle, what do you put in it? Is it some sort of cordial, some sort of milk or other drink? No. I would suggest the best drink to have is simple water. And if you want to get a little bit fancy, maybe add a couple of pinches of salt, because as you do walk along, you can lose a little bit of salt through your body. And whether it's electrolytes or anything like that, well, that's up to you. However, it's important that you do have some sort of water intake as you're going along. Especially long walks, half an hour or more, it's great to just to sip on water to keep yourself hydrated. There is heaps and heaps of music if you want a great walking tool to set the pace. And that is a lot of that on internet radio, as I mentioned before, or an MP3 player, and just have your own pre-recorded set there as well. Now, the next aspect of walking is the time of day. What time of day should you walk? What is best? Well, it depends on what you want to achieve. Walking in the morning is fantastic for weight loss. And that is, as soon as you wake up, you have a drink of water with some lemon squeezed into it and maybe a couple of pinches of salt, and you get out and you go for a walk for half an hour or an hour, and that helps remove all the toxins from your body and lose weight as well. Mid-morning. If it's mid-morning to midday, you're really going out to achieve something, and you might be kicking up a bit of a sweat if it's in the middle of the day. But that could be fine too. It really depends on what you want. The afternoon is great for an afternoon stroll, where you can just meander or saunter between places just for the sake of checking things out, going here and going there. And you might have a bit of a routine where it's cooler in the afternoon and you're going to check things out. Well, that's fantastic. It is a lot of fun walking in the afternoon or the early evening. Just remember that first thing in the morning is great for weight loss because you're removing all the toxins from your skin and your body and your whole system, and you're flushing it out. So have a nice couple of big drinks of water, go for a nice walk for an hour, and you'll notice the difference after a week or so. Mind you, if you do a bit of a routine and you do want to walk at a certain time of day, then try and make it the same time of day each day, because it's going to set a routine. Now, walking we sometimes put off because it's very difficult to get out and make our mind up that, yeah, we're too busy for this and too busy for that. And sometimes we can put walking off as well. But getting out and doing a stroll or some sort of meaningful routine walk every day at the same time is a lot easier to achieve. Another thing is, if you work in an office, it is great to get out at lunchtime and just set your own pace at lunchtime and go for a walk for half an hour. You might get a little bit hot and sweaty, but if you cool down and walk in the shade at the end of it and have some nice hydration at the end, then you'll be sweet as well. Which brings us on to the next aspect, and that's mobility. Now, not all of us are able-bodied people. We not all have four limbs, and we don't all have two legs. So walking can be a little bit of a chore or a different challenge for people with mobility issues. And you've heard the term disabled bantered around a lot. You might be missing a limb, but there's still no reason why you can't get out and enjoy the great outdoors or just go walking for general fitness. And I've seen a lot of people with crutches, one leg and crutches, get out and about. Now, admittedly, I've got two legs, and it's very hard for me to get out in there and lecture you or say so. However, if other people can do it and walk around and enjoy what they do, then there's no reason why you too can't. You might have minimal movement in your legs. You might have some sort of other underlying disease or ailment. Well, then there's still no reason why you can't get out and enjoy a nice stroll. It's important that you get out and move. And that's what this is all about. Walking is movement, and it is enjoying where you are, the scenery around you, the people you walk with, and the fact that you can get out and just enjoy yourself. That's what walking is all about. Now, if you're stuck in a wheelchair, there's still no reason you can't get out and move and go for a stroll or a push around the local park or the local street. getting out and about is all what we're talking about here. It's about health. Health and living, getting out and enjoying life, how it is for you as well. It's all about movement. Now let's have a look at the second last point, which is body chemicals. As we walk, we consider that our body gives us different types of chemicals and chemical reactions. Do you feel good when you walk? Do you release endorphins and serotonin? Are you out of breath all the time? Are you even sick and you don't feel as though you can get out and walk? Well, I'm here to tell you that walking is fantastic for your overall health. Here are the aspects that I believe are very important. Walking does make you feel good. And even if you don't feel good at the time, afterwards you will feel good because blood is circulating around your body. It really helps because it helps oxygenate your whole body. It gives you life and vitality. Now, endorphins are released, and they're the little happy juice things that run around your body once you get joy in you. And they're endorphins which are released from your body, from your brain, and serotonin as well. And they make you happy. So when you walk, you will get these two chemicals released, and it is very important for your overall health that you have these running around your little body. You might be out of breath. If you're out of breath and you're struggling to breathe, well then start small. Start on a short walk. Don't push yourself, just go slow and increase the pace and length of the walk as you go along. And there's nothing wrong with starting on a short walk. It's very important, in fact, not to push yourself at first, but to build up and get stronger and stronger as you go along. Now, here's the next point, which a lot of people don't quite get. Now, if you're feeling sick, it's important to rest. But it's also very important to get out and get some fresh air into you. And I suggest walking at your own pace without pushing your body too fast. But walking is very important if you feel sick. If you have a head cold or a chest cold, it's important that you bounce your chest up and down just to help loosen up any phlegm or mucus you might have there. If you do this, it will help release all these things, stir it up, and you can spit it out like you should. So if you feel sick, get out, go for a walk, and you will feel a lot better afterwards. Right, which brings us on to the final point. One of the final points which everyone should walk for and a lot of people forget about is... the final point is fun. You're getting out and you're doing something different. You're getting out and you're enjoying yourself. You can form a good habit. You can have fun by exploring here and there. You can do fundraising activities where if you walk so many kilometres or miles that someone could sponsor you and you could generate some funds for your local charity as well. It could be a great challenge. And a challenge by if you have a certain time limit that you want to reach so many kilometres in, like you're walking 2 kilometres and you want to reach there within, let's say, a minute or 2 minutes or whatever it might be, well then you'd be really pushing yourself. But if you start off slow and increase the challenge as you go along, well then that will make it all more exciting, that the next day you might move a little bit faster. And yes, I beat my time limit by so many minutes. Or yes, I beat my time limit by so many seconds. Especially if you have a set routine that you walk, and it might be around your block, it might be through a certain path through the bushland or forest areas. If you do this, then you will realize that setting yourself a little challenge just adds to the fun. And if you're doing bushwalking and you're exploring here and there, then do you not see that as fun? Do you not see that as getting out and about and just not staying within your four walls? Not even realizing it, a lot of people can get cabin fever, if I could say that, where you're stuck inside for too long. And sometimes it's just good to get out and see different things, especially if you're feeling a little bit depressed. Then get outside, go for a walk. I don't care if it's snowing outside. Put some warm clothes on and go for a walk. If it's stinking hot outside, well then, put the right attire on, a nice big hat, get a nice big drink bottle and go for a walk. Just get out and do something different. So, we've said that you can look at walking as a fun thing, and people say, yeah, that's not exactly fun because it's exercise. But exercise really is there for fun as well. Make these things fun, and it is so much more important, and you'll just enjoy it so much more. There are some great inspirational examples as well, and I'll give a couple of websites for you as well, where people who don't have full limbs or full use of their limbs get out and walk, and they might have a bit of a challenge here and there, but they get out and make a difference in their life, and there's really no reason why you can't get out and enjoy your life walking as well. Walking for life is the massive benefit. It really highlights your time that you can get out, explore, see different things, and just look around you. Life is there to live, not to stay inside and not do anything. If you have a look around me, you'll see a nice lake. Some aspects where it's got great walking paths. It's got a nice boardwalk. Now, you don't need all these things. You can just walk down a simple pathway. You can walk along a park with nothing else around you except for a street. My point is that getting out and walking does you so much good. I'm really excited for you and what walking can do. I really hope you have the opportunity and the chance, the inclination to get out and walk and just enjoy your life. Right, the answer to last week's question about what chemicals in the body are released when you exercise are endorphins and serotonin. These two really help elevate your happiness levels and allow you to move and just enjoy things. So endorphins, which make you happy, and serotonin is released, which open up the aspects to allow you to get out and do different things. They're the two things which are released. I hope you enjoy them and allow yours to flow freely when you exercise. This week's question is, what is the formula for sea salt? What are the two components of sea salt? And it's quite simple, however, not everyone knows it, and I really hope you do because it's very exciting to get this right. What two elements are found in sea salt? Next week, we're going to be talking about fats, oils. What fats and oils are good for you and what fats and oils are not good for you. We're going to be talking about trans fats, saturated fats, and unsaturated fats. There are so many myths about this thing, and a lot of people have their own opinion, but what is the truth about it? What do the experts really say, and how it can affect your body? It's going to be a great show. I hope you can stay tuned. Till next time, take care, get out and walk, enjoy the sunshine, and just have a lot of fun. I'm Healthy Dave for My Health and Living. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Till next time, bye-bye.